This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 11th. God's word for you today is a lesson. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 6 to 7, and it says, "Then the Lord said, 'Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?'" The prerequisite for getting God's hand of judgment to work in your favor is cry out to him. You have to cry out to God. Your voice has to be heard on high. You have to participate by crying out to God day and night. Luke chapter 18 verse 8 says, "I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" God is saying to you and I, pray, do not faint. God will not say, do not faint if fainting is not a possibility. God will not say, do not give up if he does not know that things can be tough. God knows that things can be tough. God knows that you and I go through difficult situations. But he is saying you should pray and not faint. Anyone that is going to be on earth for long enough is going to face challenges. There are not many people, if any at all, who can say they have never thought of giving up on certain things. How many people can say they have never thought or said concerning certain things in their lives, "I am tired, I cannot do this anymore"? And it is because things can be tough. God knows that things can be tough, but he's saying to you, keep praying and do not give up. Beginning today, we are going to delve into four things that we need to keep in our minds. Four things that will help us not give up. Four big picture things that we need to keep in our minds to help us to keep pushing and praying, because God will answer us speedily in Jesus' name. The first big picture thing that you need to keep in your mind consistently so that you do not get weary is God sees, God knows, God rewards. God sees you. God knows your pain. He knows what you're going through, and he is a rewarder. God will reward your sacrifice. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Never forget that. Never forget that God has a plan for you, and it is a plan of peace. It is not a plan of evil. When you understand that God sees, God knows, and God rewards, you are encouraged not to give up, because your reward will come in the name of Jesus. And because God sees, God knows, and God rewards, we know that definitely all things will work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things are working for your good. All things. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Please read. Let us pray. Father, I know that you see me, you know my situation, and you will reward my sacrifices. I am confident in your thoughts and plans for my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.